Effective agents of Satan. When men use their sacred calling as a cloak for selfish or sensual gratification, they make themselves effective agents of Satan. Like Hophni and Phinehas, they cause men to abhor the offering of the Lord. They may pursue their evil course in secret for a time, but when at last their true character is exposed, the faith of the people receives a shock that often results in a distrust of all who profess to teach the Word of God. The message of the true servant of Christ is doubtfully received. The question constantly arises, will not this man prove to be like the one we thought so holy, and found so corrupt? In Eli's reproof to his sons are words of solemn and fearful import, if one man sin against another, the judge shall judge him, but if a man sin against the Lord, who shall entreat for him? Had their crimes injured only their fellow men, the judge might have made reconciliation by appointing a penalty and requiring restitution, and thus the offenders might have been pardoned. But their sins were so interwoven with their ministration as priests of the Most High, the work of God was so profaned and dishonored before the people, that no expiation could be accepted for them. Their own father, though himself a high priest, dared not make intercession in their behalf. He could not shield them from the wrath of a holy God. Of all sinners, those are most guilty who cast contempt upon the means that heaven has provided for man's redemption, who crucified to themselves the Son of God afresh, and put him to an open shame.